Alt-NPR.
Welcome, podcast fans, to another edition of What Would Rob Do?, where we pose life's dilemmas to NPR's own Rob Sachs. I'm Mike Schuster, and with me, of course, is Rob. Welcome.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be here.
So what dilemma are we going to tackle today?
We're going to tackle how to prepare for a baseball game.
Is this for a guy or a girl?
This is for anyone who doesn't know what to do or doesn't want to look like a fool when they go to the ballpark.
All right, so what have you got? How should someone, guy or girl, prepare?
First thing you got to do is dress for the part. Now, you don't want to go out to a shopping mall. What you want to do is you want to head to a thrift store, and you want to find the oldest, rattiest piece of clothing that has a team logo on it, and that will make you extra cool. The other thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you know your team's colors, because if you show up at the ballpark wearing the colors for the other team, you're going to look like an idiot. So make sure you know you have the right colors.
All right. Anything else?
Well, the other thing you want to do to prepare is you want to hit the books. You want to learn about baseball. I'm not talking about knowing what a balk or a ground rule double is. Just know what it is when the run scores, how they get outs, because you don't want to be calling out touchdown during a home run because you know, that's pretty much akin to saying hola to a French waiter when you're at a restaurant.
All right. So you've made the preliminary preparations. What about at the park itself? Some tips for that?
Yes, I do. I do indeed. When you're at the park, you want to embrace the food that's at the ballpark. Now, they have something there called nacho cheese, but it's really an insult to cows to call this substance cheese because it's really not made of cheese at all. It's just some type of chemical compound. But you have to embrace it. You have to enjoy it. You have to eat it because for whatever reason, it tastes impossibly good. The other thing you have to watch out for is vendors walking up and down the aisles because they're going to be hurling food at you. You call for a bag of peanuts, some guy's just going to whip it at you right at your face. And you just got to be, you have to have fast hands. So watch out for the vendors.
All right. Anything else?
Well, the last piece of advice I have is don't be a wallflower. There's going to be people shouting. There's going to be taunting. Get in on the action. You know, if someone hits a home run, stand up and high-five, you know, complete strangers next to you. That's completely acceptable. If you see an ump make a bad call, heckle him. You know, question his eyesight. And if somehow you find yourself on the Jumbotron, that's that big screen TV in the ballpark.
Big moment.
Yeah, big moment. It's time to dance. You know, shake your booty. Shake your boogie.
All
because
right, boogie down.
this is your moment to show off, and I'm telling you, the crowd will love it. So, Mike, if you've done things right, at the end of the game, you should be hoarse from shouting. You should be nauseous from eating all that nacho cheese. And you should be really smelling stinky because you're wearing a thrift store T-shirt.
Nauseous and stinky. All right.
I'm telling you, it's a great time. And if you hadn't had fun, though, at least know this, that all baseball teams, they're on the road for half the season. So, you know, next time you want to go out, you could just pick a day when they're on the road and then you get to call the shots.
Okay, that's all for today. Thanks, podcast fans. And don't forget to tune in for another edition of What Would Rob Do? As Rob tackles more of life's dilemmas.
Alt-NPR.